from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson. Tonight in Palo Alto, two teachers get their moment in the spotlight. They launched a successful grassroots effort to raise the age of kindergartners in California. The two approached Palo Alto State Senator Joe Simidian last year with a petition signed by hundreds of fellow teachers, asking the state to push back the birthday cutoff for kids entering kindergarten.
They really made the case, as pretty much all the research does, that younger kids are struggling with today's kindergarten, and that struggle continues, not just in the kindergarten year, but year after year after year.
Before the bill became law, California was one of only four states nationwide that allowed kids to enter kindergarten if they turn 5 by December 2nd. The bill, which Governor Schwarzenegger signed earlier this year, requires kids to be 5 when they start kindergarten, starting in 2012. The law also creates a year of public pre-kindergarten for children whose birthdays fall between September and December. Diana Argenti is one of the teachers who pushed for the change. Ms. Argenti, you teach kindergarten at Walter Hayes School in Palo Alto. Tell us what it's like in your classroom for students who are still 4 years old when they start school.
Well, I began teaching actually in Palo Alto in 1993. And back then, kindergarten was much more like preschool is today. It was focused on social and emotional skills and on academic readiness skills, where nowadays we actually have academic standards that we work towards, and we have a standards-based report card and a much more academic curriculum. And so what I was seeing was that some of the youngest children in the class were not being able to master standards simply because they didn't have the developmental maturity to reach those standards.
And what actually prompted you to go to Senator Simidian? This is an issue that teachers have been talking about and complaining about for decades.
To me, having had a background in child development in college, I felt like, you know, wait a second, there's a little mismatch here. We're not giving the children the time that they need to grow developmentally. And I don't mean time like a longer day. I mean more time to get older, to become more developmentally mature. So one day I was cleaning out my emails, and there was an old one that Natalie Beavis, who teaches at Palo Verde in Palo Alto, had sent out to all the kindergarten teachers requesting that some of us join her to speak with Senator Simidian about this issue. And I just wrote back to her and said, whatever happened with this? And that's how we joined together. And we wrote our letter, and it was really a unified effort. It wasn't just our letter. It was signed by every elementary teacher in our school district. And from what I know, teachers all over the state got involved. They started speaking up. They started sending letters. And I just think it was that unified voice that people really heard. And people want to do what's right for children. I just think that they didn't quite realize the level of frustration that teachers were feeling.
So has this experience changed your perspective on the political process?
It has. In the past, I don't think that I would have realized that a grassroots effort like ours could have made a difference. And even when we were writing the letter, I don't think I thought it was going to make a difference. I think, to me, it was a way to vent my frustration so that I could write this letter and feel like I'd done something, but I didn't think it would go anywhere. And this experience makes me realize that if teachers work together towards something that they think is truly important and they do speak up, and if the leaders like Senator Simidian and the other people in our state are really willing to listen to us, that we really can create change in our state and in the world.
Diana Argenti teaches kindergarten in Palo Alto. We're joined now by Natalie Beavis, a reading specialist in the Palo Alto School District. Now, you stay with kids as they progress through school. What kind of problems do you see in young kindergartners?
Children are expected to be reading and writing and doing mathematics at the end of kindergarten. When they start off behind, they really never catch up. So often they're the children who are identified for extra reading support, that would be from me, or the children who have trouble exiting from English language, which I also teach. When they've been in school for 3 or 4 years, it's still hard for them to pass the reading and writing portion of the English language test.
So what prompted you to go to Senator Simidian with this problem?
Well, because I'm a reading specialist and an English language specialist, I'm usually one of the people called in for a meeting when we are having concerns about a child. And one of the questions we always ask when we begin the meeting with the parents is, when is the child's birthday? It became very apparent that that birthday was often October, September, or November. And we would start to complain about it, all of us. Gee, we wonder how that child would be doing if he had been held back a year, if he had started school when he turned 5, like most children in the United States. And we were struck by how disproportionate the birthday situation was for children we were concerned about. I guess I got set up. That's the long and short of it.
This is an issue that teachers have been talking about for decades, and you're the focus of a reception a little later tonight. What's it like to be credited with pushing this forward and finally getting this law passed?
Well, I'm very proud of it. I really thank my colleagues because Diana and I sent this petition around to all the elementary schools, and virtually every teacher signed it, besides Senator Savinian, according to Daryl Steinberg, is the best legislator in Sacramento. I think we were really lucky that that's the senator whose office we walked into. He really knew how to rework the bill so that it pleased everybody on both sides of the aisle.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Natalie Beavis is a reading specialist in Palo Alto. She and kindergarten teacher Diana Argenti will be honored at a reception in Palo Alto tonight, hosted by State Senator Joe Simidian. I'm Kelly Wilkinson, KQED News.org.